I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. What will come from a failed coup and a past referendum for Madagascar? Probably not much good. Daniel Zagami, a missionary with Africa Inland Mission, says many Malagasy are concerned.
The big point that people have been very upset with is that in the referendum, the president wanted to be in power indefinitely until there is another election.
The changes to the constitution could even alter the spiritual climate. The West pulled out most of its aid when the current president refused to hold an election. This new change won't mend any ties, so the president's looking to the Middle East.
There's a fear that if Muslim countries are giving financial aid to Madagascar, we're going to see an increase in Islam in the country.
And a $200,000 matching grant will help train hundreds of pastors through Global Advance. Former Ministry President David Shibley says pastoral training is imperative for the thousands of church leaders who never get formal training.
Still, only about 5, perhaps as high as 8% of pastoral leaders around the world have the privilege of formal training for ministry, and the rest are just out there slugging it out the best they know. And that's where the Ministry of Global Advance comes in, to go on site to them, to put a vision in their hearts and tools in their hands.
For context, it's about $75 to train and get tools to a pastor. Now, that amount will take care of 2 pastors. Pray about your role and learn more at our website.
Those who want to invest in a Thanksgiving offering to the Lord, that the gospel has reached them, this is a great way and a great time to do exactly that.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates, at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.